Welcome to Wonder and Reality. This is Jim. It's early January. We are recommitting to getting this message out. The gospel, Jesus Christ. Please join with us. It's me and a small team of spirit-filled people. I'm in the USA to proclaim that Jesus Christ is God, He's Lord, and He's the Son of God, and He's the answer. He's the... When we walk with Him and go deeper and deeper, we get to the point, you know, let's get beyond just the religion. It's not religion. It's what we were born to do. And the ultimate final conclusion is the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. That's the most exciting thing a human can experience. And that's the answer. That's what we will be. He and His glory fill heaven, and we will be in that glory for eternity, those of us who are fortunate enough to make it there. And it's simple. Let's just continue on seeking Him. Yesterday the sun was shining. I wanted to give a big message about that. Right in this time of year where I am, there's not a lot of sun. It's dark, it's cold, but yesterday the sun was shining, and you know, the sun, of course, is symbolic of God Almighty. And then the moon reflects that light, so the moon is symbolic of a human being reflecting the light. A human being who's found Jesus Christ, who's reflecting the light. But just a few more things. We have hundreds of things we could be doing, thousands. But the one main most important thing is the presence of Jesus, seeking Jesus Christ and His presence and glory. Just Him, just seeking Him. And that's when everything begins. That's the answer for us personally, but also in ministry. Definitely. You know, if we have to push our ministry, then it has to die, because that's us doing it. You know, that's not God. If it's God, it's gonna go and click and take off and have results. That's what's gonna happen if it's God. So, and same thing in our personal life. Personally, if we're struggling, you know, I struggle with things, we all do, but the positive is when we give it to Him, that's when He lifts us up. You know, that's when we begin to rest in Him, and His yoke is easy, His burden is light. You know, and I'm saying this, I need to practice it. I'm not saying I've arrived, but when we are struggling with something, that I believe that's a sign, you know, that we haven't given it to Him. And so let's give it to Him. And how do we do that? Well, they said, Jesus says, just believe, have faith. Faith is the second most frequent topic that He spoke about and taught about and preached about, faith. The first is the kingdom. That might be the next series that I do. I'm still in the simplicity theme, but the next series might be the kingdom, which is God Himself. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. His kingdom, you know, it's Him. People give all these very complicated explanations of what the kingdom is. If you look it up on the internet, you'll see all kinds. And it's Him. It's Him. And how do we find Him? Through Jesus Christ. through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Spirit of truth. So gentle. The Lord God, merciful and gracious. Long-suffering, patient, abounding in goodness and truth, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Glory to God.